Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Eric Sue. Hope everyone's doing well. It is March 31st, 2015, and it is spring. And so I can predict that a lot of you, if not many of you, have already started your workouts. And you may be wondering, well, how can you make your workouts just a little bit more effective? And today's the episode that I will go over just three ways and how that could happen. So let's get right to it. It's only a 15-minute show, so I'm going to just dive right into those three ways. And I have this short list. The first one I wrote down was effective breathing. Now, how many of you out there are having a struggle with how to breathe, when to breathe, or it's just breathing is unnatural for you? I see it every day when I work out with clients, and I constantly am reminding them to breathe when working out to make sure that there is flow, a blood flow, and I call it congruent flow breathing. The idea is to exert or exhale on exertion, and when someone gets that in their head and fully understands the exhale and exertion, I think that's when things change for them and their workouts become so much more effective. An example of exhale and exertion would be when doing a chest press, for example. The exhale would be when you press the weight up off your chest and inhale on the way down. And so keep that in mind to breathe effectively, breathe or exhale on exertion, and your muscles will appreciate it, and you will avoid any increase in pressure in your body. So that's number one. As far as number two on my list, I have what's called sequence of exercises. You know, a lot of times people go in into the gym or start working out, and they just pick and choose what they feel like, or they just pick and choose what's open for them to do. And so that can be good, that can be bad, but we want to be more effective. And so here's a few sequence of exercise options. You can create a push-pull sequence. What that means is that you will start maybe with a chest press, and then you will go into a back row exercise. You may want to also consider a bicep curl and then do a tricep extension exercise. And for the lower body, if you want to think about it, it would be going from a squat to hamstring curls. Now, the other sequence of exercises that are very effective would be what's called upper body, then lower body exercises. What this means is that you will go from an upper body exercise to a lower body exercise. And an example of that would be going from shoulder presses to Pilates squats, for example, and then choosing chest presses, and then going into lunges. And so you're switching off from upper body exercises to lower body exercise. What's really unique about that sequence is that you're creating a flow of blood that goes from the upper body and then goes down to the lower body, creating a full body burning effect, upper body, lower body. And studies have shown that people can burn more calories using that sequence of exercise. And there's just one more if you want to try a different sequence of exercises. That would be going from large to small muscle groups. So based on the size of the muscle group, you would hit each one from large to small. And You guys can look those muscles up and decide which ones are large and which ones are small, and you just would exercise according to those muscle sizes. So this is a third one that I want to get into, and this one is called hydration during your workouts as an effective way to make your workouts more effective. Now, we all know hydration is very important to avoid dehydration. And believe it or not, depending on when you work out, where you work out, the temperature, the environment, and so forth, your body actually loses liquid through sweat and so forth fairly quickly if you're working at a high intense routine. So during your workouts, you know, it's a good idea to you know, sip or take enough liquid in while you work out so that you are hydrating your muscles and keeping your body in balance. You know, I usually suggest every 10 to 15 minutes at most to make sure you get water, even maybe 5 minutes, and get some type of liquid into your body. Not a whole lot, maybe a sip or two, 3 to 4 ounces or something like that would be fine. Sometimes 6 would be good. It all depends on what you're doing. If you're running a lot, for sure, you probably want some more liquids in your body, and you want to make sure that you keep hydrated. I forget the exact percentage. However, I want to say that your performance decreases quite a bit for every percent you are dehydrated. So while you work out, make sure you get your liquids in. Of course, you want to before a workout and then even after a workout, you want to replenish, of course, with all the fluids that you may have lost. So in summary, the three ways that you can make your workouts more effective. Number one, I said, would be to have correct breathing. And so the exhale on exertion was the phrase to remember. And number two, we talked about the sequence of exercises. This can be very, very effective because it starts putting your body in a specific mode of working out. And you know, my favorite is doing the upper body, lower body routine, where that circulates from the top to the bottom and helps you burn more calories. And then the third point I was going making today is hydration during your workout so that you can keep your body hydrated to maximize your performance. And, of course, that all depends on your environment, or what you're doing, how intense you're working out, and all that good stuff. Just a few more minutes here before I end, and I just wanted to announce some activities that Goality is a part of. Currently, we are in our first session for the Spring Outdoor Bootcamp, and we are doing that workout on Monday and Wednesdays at 5:30, and then Saturday at 8:30 in the morning. We are doing this at the Benson Park in Itasca. That is on Mill Road. It is located between Lake Street, north of Lake Street, and south of Irving Park. And so you still have the opportunity to register and sign up. All the information to do that would be on our website, goality.com. That's goality.com. Now, even from there, if anyone has Any particular questions, my contact information is there, and I'd be happy to answer any of those questions that you may have about working out, how to be more effective in your workouts. I do have quite a bit of experience with using the TI Rack and various equipment, and and the other area that I can help people out with includes the nutritional planning side. Although I am not a registered dietitian, I do believe in whole food nutrition. I do believe in organic foods and eating clean, lifestyle where you eat less processed. And so, yeah, if anyone has any questions about that side of the coin, I'd be happy to share some information with you about that. What else is going on? If anyone wants to consult with me, I'll be happy to do consultations for free to help you out. And if there's any additional help that is needed, we can always arrange and set that up. So my name is Eric, and I am with Goality. I haven't done a podcast in a while, but hopefully we may be able to do this once a month. Please let us know if you have any questions. The best gift that you can give to us is sharing this with your friends. And I hope you enjoyed the information on this episode, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Have a great day.